You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U. AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
Okay, welcome back. Hour number two of the show. A couple of quick notes for you in college basketball. One, Florida State head coach Leonard Hamilton has announced his retirement at the end of the season. Leonard Hamilton retiring. And from Notre Dame, John Shumate, the former great center a long time ago, 72 years old, passed away. And Shumate was a guy that helped end UCLA's 88-game win streak. At any rate, Leonard Hamilton stepping down at the end of this season. Meanwhile, University of Miami women's basketball team coming off a tremendous win the other night against Virginia at home, and that was a fun game to watch. Had back-to-back games at home and defeated Virginia 77-74. Then yesterday, a tough one against Georgia Tech, 77-66. The wrong way. Up next comes Duke and then North Carolina State. So a two-game road trip. Head coach Tricia Culp is with us right now. Coach, good evening. How are you tonight?
Everything's good.
Thank you for being with us. Let's go backwards. Let's talk about Virginia first. That was a fun game at the Watsco Center on Thursday. Great win. Marshall buries a three at the end. As your team did yesterday on Thursday, they showed a lot of fight. That's been one of the things about your team, the tenacity that they played with.
I agree. I've been so proud of how hard they played. And, you know, I think we've had to play some games without some key players, but we continue to scrap and claw and try to stay in games. And, you know, I thought the Virginia game, our team played exceptionally well. We only had 9 turnovers as a big key to keeping us in the game. And then, you know, Nat Marshall, as you said, hit a big three. But I really thought, you know, Haley Cavender had a tremendous game and really, really kind of led us in a lot of different ways. But I was just really, really proud of how well we played together and how we stayed focused. You know, we got down by, I think, 15 or 17 throughout the middle of the game and had the tenacity to come back and finish it.
You mentioned Haley Cavender's big game. I think it's 3 30-plus point games this season. And you and I were talking the other day about the Cavenders, and these are interesting times in college athletics, but they got a lot on their plate. And but yeah. I don't know if the fans understand how well they prioritize things, how serious they are about their basketball. I was at the game on Thursday. It's a 7 o'clock tip-off, and at 4:45, 5 o'clock, they're out on the floor. First one's out on the floor. So they are probably, for you, the first ones in and the last ones to leave.
Oh, they are. And, you know, if you saw them weekly, you know, they're in the gym early in the morning, getting extra shots up with my assistants. As you said, one of the first people in the gym for games. What I appreciate is they're really careful about what they eat, how much sleep they get, prioritizing their days. You know, a lot of people say, oh, there's interest in social media. They are, but they organize that around their days off. You know, basketball is important to them. School is important to them. And so, you know, I appreciate just how organized they are. You know, they set a great example for the rest of my team and how they organize their days and their weeks. They're very, they work ahead. They make sure that their whole schedule is intact so that they can prioritize about what's important in their life and keep the main thing the main thing. And there's never a question in my mind, have they done everything they can to be ready for a game?
And it seems like they also provide excellent leadership for you.
Oh, yeah. I think they do a great job of mentoring my younger players on the team, just about what it takes to be a great player. You know, and as many people say, you know, it doesn't show up when the lights are on. You know, they're in there in a lot of hours that a lot of people aren't even up out of bed, working on getting better, you know, getting in extra lifts, making sure they eat right, making sure they sleep right. I mean, what a great example for some of our younger kids that are in our program.
You, when you came in, you kind of had to rebuild the roster, and you brought two players in through the portal. Well, more than two, but two that have stood out, Nat Marshall and Cam Williams. Talk to us a little bit about what they have meant to your program and what they have provided.
Yeah, you know, Nat Marshall, the cool thing is that when I was the head coach at Toledo, I had a chance to see both of them up close. We had done a closed-door scrimmage with Notre Dame. And so I was really impressed with Nat. You know, she's such a versatile post player that really gets up and down the floor well. She's got good length. She's 6'4". She's smart. You know, you can run a lot of different actions with her. She wanted to really develop her three-point range. And, you know, that's something she's done really well for us. I keep trying to find more opportunities for her to show and extend the range and really our depth so that the paint gets opened up so we can drive. But I was really, really happy when she went into the portal. And then Cam Williams, my Toledo team, had played twice in the past 2 years, so I knew her exceptionally well. I teased her. You know, the only reason I think my Toledo team was victorious is we double and triple teamed her. And she does such a good job with either hand. She's strong. No, she comes from a basketball family. Her dad played a decade in the NBA, and he's actually going into Xavier's Hall of Fame here pretty soon. But what a great kid. They both work exceptionally hard.
And then you're also – I want to talk more about freshman recruiting. One of the players you brought in this year, Adams, one of the top players in the country. It's not often you see a player earn three straight Gatorade Player of the Year awards from her state. And also, since she's been here, really kind of the heart and soul, or puts her heart and soul into everything she does for you.
Well, I think one thing you love about Anae Adams is her energy. I mean, she's probably our best on-ball defender. She takes more charges than anybody else on the team. You know, we stat that, and we kind of give many awards for that the day after a game. And, you know, it's going to be neat to see at the end of the year how many she's taken. But I think that's one of the most selfless acts you can give. But you talk about how many times she's tied a basketball up. She had a key tie-up at the end of our Virginia game that I thought was a big moment swing for us. But, you know, she really is that energizer bunny that just gives us a lift when she comes off the bench. She's quick in transition. If she gets loose, she's hard to catch because she has great speed. She's strong for a freshman. You know, not many freshmen have that physique, but she came in as a really strong kid who you can tell has been in the weight room. But I love her attitude, and she's so coachable.
As you look at the recruiting world for you, what are the things that you're going to be prioritizing as you go forward in terms of, I guess, recruiting both a freshman class coming in and also portal players?
Well, one thing we're really excited about is we just signed five kids that are ranked eighth in the country, their recruiting class. And so, you know, we're thrilled with that class. We've got a point guard, two wings, and two posts. And I think, you know, with our style of play, I love kids who are skilled but versatile, that aren't pigeonholed into one position. I think when you can kind of play more positionless basketball, it makes it difficult to guard you. But I really, really like this group. But we're going to have to get some kids out of the portal. You know, I'd like to sign at least four more out of the portal, a couple perimeter players, a couple post players, just to have some veterans to go along with this talented freshman class. I think one thing we've noted in going through this first year is we'd like to get a little bigger on the perimeter. I think as we face some of the teams in the ACC, you know, that length would help us on the boards. There's been many times that, you know, especially if someone gets past a guard and our post player has to rotate, that backside rebound a lot of times for us is a mismatch right now. And it's not for lack of effort. You know, our kids are giving everything they've got. But, you know, sometimes we're boxing out somebody that's maybe 5 inches taller than us. And so we'd like to get a little bit bigger, a little bit longer. And obviously in the post, you know, it's going to be tough to replace Nat and Cam. I mean, I'd like to find two kids that have the experience level that they did that can come in and help us not miss a beat.
I was going to say, what are some of the things that you have picked up in the ACC, your first year inside the ACC? Maybe some things that you thought, okay, this is exactly the way I thought it was going to be in this league. And maybe some things that were different than what you anticipated.
Well, I think one thing I did note, because my Toledo team had played against Duke the last 2 years. Prior to that, we'd had a home-and-home with Notre Dame, and we had played Louisville in the NIT. So I had a pretty good taste of what the league was going to be like. I think one thing that's surprising is obviously, you know, with the entrance of the new teams. I think, you know, adapting to now at the end of the season, we're going to have to fly out to California and play both Stanford and Cal. You know, that's a little different. But the whole league's having to adapt to that. You know, I'm almost glad we do it this year, so next year we don't have to make that swing. Because for us, you know, we're still vying for the ACC tournament, and we'll have to do that right before the ACC tournament starts. That's going to be a tough swing. So that's a little bit of a surprise, just how the schedule worked out. But I do think the one thing that I've always appreciated is how strong this league is from top to bottom. You know, I think there's not a lot of blowouts. There's a lot of games that are within 10 points, and I think that shows the depth and the talent that's in this league and the great coaching. I think you got to show up every night or you're not going to get a victory. And, you know, and you better show up for all four quarters. You know, we've had several games that, you know, unfortunately we missed Nat for those 3 games prior to the homestand we've had. And I thought they were against some teams that, you know, we might be able to pull out some victories, but it was tough without Nat and the depth we had in the post. We played people close and just couldn't pull it off. But I think it really says to me in the future, as we build the rest of this roster for next year, the depth that's necessary to get you through injuries, to get you through foul trouble, and to make sure that you're prepared for the rigors of this league.
Yeah, I was going to say, this league, the games are always so close that some of the things in the fourth quarter come down to execution and or free throw shooting, which your team is very good at, and turnovers, which is something you really have emphasized, taking better care of the basketball.
Yeah, I think it's just being selective. You know, we want to run, but I always tell the players, not at all costs. You know, we want to run and push the ball in the first 7 to 9 seconds and see if we can get something easy, and after that, be really smart with it. I thought there were some times in that last game against Georgia Tech, we got overeager and we had too many errant turnovers in transition that we could have taken a little bit better care of the basketball. But, you know, the one thing I can't fault is the want to. This group really wants to win. They're giving me everything they've got. And, you know, I think to note that against the 17th ranked team in the country, we were within 5 points deep in the fourth quarter. And so we're putting ourselves in good positions. And I think we just got to keep getting better from, you know, each game to each game.
In terms of recruiting, I think it's interesting in all of college athletics, so much emphasis is on the portal. Do you think that pendulum swings a little bit in terms of after recruiting freshmen, does it come back toward retention of players? Because that seems to be one of the bigger challenges, is holding on to the ones you get.
Yeah. You know, I think retention is a big deal. I think what was tough for me in taking the job is, you know, I inherited 3 players. Two of those three were injured when I took the job, that we were trying to get them back healthy. And it really kind of depleted the classes. And ideally, you want to have pretty balanced classes, so you're only looking for a little bit out of the portal. You know, we're going through another year of leaning heavily on the portal. And my hope in the next few years is we're very selective and we're only looking for certain things out of the portal. I would love to retain this freshman class and make sure that we keep building on it. So that we keep these classes intact and we continue to develop players. You know, I think Miami has so much to offer. You know, $93,000 a year, private education, great league, winning tradition, and then we're in such an amazing location. I think we got so many pluses. I think the thing is normally when we get a recruit on campus, we've got a great chance of getting them. And it's because they see what an amazing offer we have when you put the whole package together. Our goal is that, you know, I think I've got an incredible staff, is surrounding myself with wonderful people who continue to develop these players and keep them eager to get in the gym and put the right kind of people together that it feels like a family atmosphere, so they enjoy being around each other. And that's one thing that, you know, I feel like our staff is doing well. And so my hope in the future is that we balance out these classes and you don't see as portal heavy recruiting as we're going to have to do for at least one more year. But, you know, sometimes the portal can work in your favor too. A few years back, I had a young Toledo team. We added a few kids out of the portal, and those kids helped us win 3 straight championships. You know, so, you know, sometimes you can find the right pieces is that what you're missing, and it can really help you go on a tear. So my hope is we find the right pieces this time around.
I had this conversation with someone the other day. The University of Miami treats its athletes, all the athletes, first class. Everything they do is, whether it's nutrition or medicine or travel or team hotels, everything is done, I think, in a really first-class way. But in along those lines, in terms of retention, besides those things that are very tangible for players to experience, does retention also become fundraising?
It does. And I'll be honest, you know, for those boosters that are listening that care about women's basketball and even all of our sports, you know, I think we have to always keep in mind with the new rev share and things that are going on that there's basically 3 buckets they're always budgeting, and that's retention is one, okay, recruitment is another, and then the portal's another. And so, you know, we're budgeting to try to make sure that we're ready, but honestly, as we compete against the country, this is a new age. And unfortunately, you know, we've got to be in the ballpark when we go to recruit kids. You know, it's one thing to have all those amazing things you and I talked about at Miami that make it an attractive place for players to want to be. But then, you know, the truth of the matter is we're also in a money thing, in that we've got to be in the ballpark about what they're getting offered other places. And I think that's where, you know, I'm going to continue to fundraise and try to make it a hard place to turn down. I don't think money's ever going to be the number one thing of why somebody comes here, but we've got to be competitive. And I think that's where, you know, we need everyone's help. I think we've got an awful lot to offer, and we want to make sure that's another reason why they say yes to us.
All right, Coach, very good. We appreciate you taking the time to join us. Got Duke coming up on Sunday, so a little bit of time to maybe rest up, recruit, take a look at your team, and get ready for the Blue Devils at Durham. Thanks for being with us. It was an exciting week last week for your team, and another big one coming up, and we will see. Let's see, the next home game will be Florida State on February the 16th. So a little bit of time between now and then. And hopefully we'll talk to you before that Florida State game. But thanks for being with us here tonight.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. That's University of Miami women's basketball coach Tricia Cullop. When we come back, we'll take another look at the Hurricanes win over Notre Dame from this past Saturday. Let me talk to you about Williamson Cadillac, Miami's luxury dealership founded over 50 years ago. They're more than just a dealership. Williamson, they are our friends. They are our neighbors. Williamson Cadillac has built a loyal client base by staying focused on the customer experience, because you get treated like family at Williamson Cadillac. Enjoy world-class customer service at Williamson Cadillac. New Cadillacs are arriving every single day. I'm driving the new 2025 XT4. My daughter popped in that car yesterday. I couldn't get her out. She said, "Oh, my God, Daddy, this thing is beautiful." And indeed it is. It's quiet. It's smooth. Got great power. And it is able to accomplish everything that we need in our family with the new 2025 XT4. Williamson Cadillac is located on US 1 at 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto. Check out all the inventory at WilliamsonAutomotiveGroup.com. Get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle. Experience a new Cadillac from your luxury dealership, Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now back to Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U. AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
Welcome back in here to Hurricane Hotline. Hollywood along with you. And the Miami Hurricanes getting a 63-57 win over Notre Dame, snapping a 20-game conference losing streak. It was a great feeling at the Watsco Center back on Saturday night. And here's how it sounded.
Final seconds. Hurricanes have not won an ACC game since February 3rd of last year. Air ball. Johnson has it. Allet the kid. 2 seconds. 1 second. The streak is over. Miami wins for the first time in a year inside the ACC. A dream delayed is not a dream denied. Miami finally wins 63-57. And there's joy in the Watsco Center. Miami takes down Notre Dame. Miami wins for the first time since February the 3rd in the ACC of 2024. Almost a year to the day. And the misery is over. Cleveland with 21, Kidd with 15, Johnson with 13, and Miami beats Notre Dame.
That's how it sounded at the Watsco Center on Saturday night. Following the game, we were joined by Canes assistant coach, Cody Kimball.
Congratulations, coach. It's been a lot of misery. This one is a lot of fun.
No, it was.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Take as long as you want to talk about why the University of Miami. We're on the air. You can go on as long as you want. You've earned it.
Man, that was – I'm just so happy for our guys. I thought we were more connected tonight. They practiced well yesterday, and the way we defended that second half is kind of what we expected all year. I mean, 37% from the field. We held a really good three-point shooting team, 3-for-11, 27% from three. It was nice to get one. I mean, we held them to 21 points in the second half, and that's the team we can be when we're connected. Five guys on the same page on the floor, and we're pulling for each other. I thought our bench was great tonight. You know, Lynn was on the bench for a while. Brandon Johnson was at the five. We thought really helped us offensively in the second half. He made some threes, but I'm just happy for our guys.
What do you think your locker room is going to be like tonight?
Should be full of joy and excitement. How about the crowd tonight? I mean, so happy that everyone came out and supported. The gym was loud tonight. I mean, this has been a tough stretch, and for the faithful to come back and come out and support, just incredible.
I'll take it over. Josie's getting mobbed by fans here. Coach, I thought, again, in the second half, you had so many guys step up, but I thought Divine Ugochukwu played a huge role in this game. He really took the command of that point guard position. I know you kind of been looking for that. Talk about his play a little bit tonight.
Divine was awesome, and he started, and I noticed it in warm-ups. He's really locked in. His first half, his defense on Burton early was terrific. I mean, he was a plus 20 tonight. We were 20 points better when he was on the floor.
Wow.
And he set the tone. You're right. He set the tone tonight, and he was the head of the snake and controlled the game.
Here's where I noticed it. At the end of the first half, Burton challenged him. Burton got right in his face, and I think he challenged him. And I told Danny, these guys, Miami's team, they're in the ACC.
Yeah.
They belong in the ACC. They're challenging you.
Yeah, I saw that as well. And it's funny, the official came up to me and said, hey, you got to control 99. I looked at Justin. I said, Justin, we haven't won a game. I love the fight in the kid. But, yeah, he was just tough tonight, and he didn't back down. And, you know, four assists tonight, one turnover, just controlled the game.
Matt Cleveland again turned in another gem.
Yeah, Matt spent
the baseline jumper he hit at the end, near the end of the game, was incredible.
Yeah, Matt's been fairly consistent, you know, especially on the offensive end. And, you know, our challenge for him is on the defensive end. And the second half, he was terrific. He was absolutely terrific. So it's just a great effort. And, again, tough stretch. Our players, you know, deserved that one tonight.
Down the stretch, Danny and I were talking, and Danny was talking about, well, which guy's going to make the play. And he's drifting, rightfully so, toward the offense. And I said, no, Danny, who on defense is going to step up?
Yeah.
In the final 3 minutes, near the end, Matt stepped in lane, got a steal for you. Defensively, what happened for you tonight that made a difference?
Well, you know, I thought we made one big adjustment. You know, after the first media timeout, the second half, we went to switching, you know, all ball screens, 1 through 5. And then we went with the smaller lineup. We took Lynn out of the game, and we just had a rhythm to us defensively. So we're able to stay with that. And make no mistake, we won this game with our defense tonight. I mean, 21 points in the second half. You know, that's winning basketball.
Notre Dame averaged 74 points a game, and you held them to 57. So job well done.
Thanks.
Yeah, on that. That was probably the best defensive
effort. Oh, no doubt. It's our best defensive effort, you know, all season. And that has to be our way. I mean, we got to get stops and, you know, win games, be able to win games this way.
What can you also pull out of – I thought early in the game there was a big – we've seen this a lot. It's 9-8. They went on a 7-0 run. And we said, well, what happened? What will happen from 7-0? Can we shut it down or not? Shut off their water. It went to 13-2. 13-2 run. They built a 13-point lead. And in the past,
yeah,
been tough. But tonight you punched back.
Yeah, and we just challenged our guys. That moment in the, you know, in the timeout where there was a little bickering during that run at each other, and we just really challenged our guys to stay together, stay connected. It's an 8-point game. I remember looking at the clock. It's an 8-point game, fellas. Let's stay together. And, you know, to their credit, they did that, and they came out in the second half and played as connected as we played all year.
Well, congratulations. Probably the best postgame show you've ever done.
Yeah, that was a lot easier. I like these a lot better. Thanks, guys.
That was Hurricanes assistant Cody Kimball after Miami's win over Notre Dame. The Canes will look to make it 2 straight. They will hit the road on Saturday to take on top 25 Louisville. It is a 2:00 start. You can catch the game right here on WQAM. Our pregame coverage will begin at 1:30. All right, we'll take a pause. More Hurricane Hotline coming up next here on WQAM.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.